This is CITR News, your station for independent Olympics coverage. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I'm Brad Pepping, bringing you the latest in Olympic news from Vancouver, and today is February 17th, day 5 of your 2010 Winter Olympics coverage. Is it about the individual or the nation? Activists in the city have been reflecting about the voice of the games and the voice of the city. Is it represented by a single story or a collection of narratives that weave the tapestry of a nation? We've all heard the ubiquitous Olympic story 1,000 times, the individual story of an athlete that epitomizes the nation's rise to the podium. But are these individual stories the essence of the games, or, as we have been examining over the last days, is it what we haven't heard that truly reflects the spirit of the games? Sunday's commemorative march to honor the missing and murdered women of the Downtown East Side celebrated its 19th year. But out of respect for her family, organizers did not speak the name of the woman whose story started the march almost 2 decades ago. It did, however, celebrate individual success stories and narratives of pride and of overcoming the hardest obstacles Vancouver had to throw at the city's most undeserving. The following is a clip of the Tent City protest as presented by the Vancouver Media Co-op.
Today the event is called No More Empty Lots, No More Empty Talk, and so it's led by a great number of organizations in Vancouver who are fighting for a national housing program and who are trying to bring awareness to the fact that Canada is the only G8 country without a national housing program, and homelessness is rampant across the country.
The protest offers a secure place to rest for some of Vancouver's homeless. And at a press conference Tuesday morning, many of Vancouver's homeless came to the site to share their stories. Those individual stories formed a collective understanding about the situation for Vancouver's most rejected. I spoke with one participant about being involved with the protest. While not a resident of the Downtown East Side, he expressed his connection to the members of the community that was gathered in this symbolic act.
Really, the gist of this is that there are voices not being heard, and I think in terms of the community at large, I feel it's very important that I'm not there, for example, to speak for these people. I'm there to say I'm here to listen. I'm here to tell other people to listen if they won't. And I think that there's got to be more cross-community engagement so that it's not just the Downtown East Side trying to talk to a deaf and dumb Vancouver.
And if you want to find out more about the Tent City protest, you can go downtown and check it out, or you can check out what's happening at the Vancouver Media Co-op website. You can go to vancouver.mediacoop.ca or 2010.mediacoop.ca. I'd also encourage you to come back here. This is CITR News, and we'll be broadcasting live on Friday at 5 p.m. here in Vancouver, and we'll have more about the Tent City protest as well as all the other upcoming protests that are happening in the city. We'll be keeping you up to date as well on our Twitter page as well as on our website, citr.ca. Before you go, I want to leave you with one last comment about the atmosphere here in Vancouver. The recent violent protests that happened on Saturday is causing a great deal of fracturing and dissent along various lines with activists and legal observers in the city. I hope that our listeners are critically examining the international and local coverage of the violent protests that occurred in the city on Saturday. Many independent media outlets in the city received an anonymous communique from the members of Black Bloc, explaining their stance and opinion regarding the events of the most recent protests in the city. I hope to point your attention to a commentary from Rabble.ca by Judy Rabick and from the Vancouver Media Co-op by Andrew Lowen. But also check out the communique from the organizers at the Vancouver Media Co-op website. It highlights what they hope to address in the coming days. And that's all from me in Vancouver. Thanks for listening, and I hope to catch you again with more headlines from Vancouver. Until then, tweet, email, and phone in. This is News 101 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for listening, everyone.